raindrops. It's falling on the sugar cane fields in Jingdong. Sweet sugar canes in the sweet rain. Plump and pretty sugar canes in the fertile fields. Raindrops keep falling on the sugar cane fields in Pingdong. From here to the Piedmont, a large plain is raised. So many sugar canes with so many sweet hopes. These are the lines written by famous poet Kuang Shunyu in his poem Feng Liao on the Bus. Feng Liao has a tropical monsoon climate, and in the early days, its main crop was rice. Today, agricultural products of higher economic value, such as wax apples and mangoes, are grown here instead. According to records in the history of Fengshan County, it is said that Feng Liao Street is the place to purchase materials for military vessel construction. We know that Feng Liao was once a developed area due to its abundant supply of wood. In the past, there were numerous natural woods in the area. During the Kangxi year, in the Qing ruled era, many immigrants from Fujian and Zhangzhou came to Feng Liao and made a living through logging. They also lived in log cabins made by wooden planks. Hence, the place got its name Feng Liao. Feng Liao Station was established in 1941 with a history of more than 70 years since its establishment. It can be considered quite an ancient station. The operating mileage starting from Kaohsiung is 61.3 kilometers. Feng Liao Station is also the starting and terminal station for local trains in the Pingdong Line. If you like to collect commemorative stamps after visiting Feng Liao Station, you shouldn't miss the commemorative stamp for station tours via railroad trip. There are also tickets in the form of visiting cards from the 1980s to the 1990s available in this station. The station is full of nostalgia, making people reminisce the early days. Near Feng Liao Station, there are many scenic spots, such as the Stone Camp Shrine Pavilion, Jing Shui Camp Ancient Trail, Feng Liao Dexing Temple, Bao An Temple at Bei Xi Liao, Old Houses in Shui Di Liao, Old Houses in Donghai Village, Count Nogi Maresuke's Memorial, Feng Liao Long An Temple, Feng Liao F3 Art Village, Leisure Dock in Feng Liao Fishery Harbor, Lover's Bridge in Feng Liao Fishery Harbor, Burial Grounds for the White Army Training Camp, Nangzhou Sugar Factory, Langhai Coffee, and many others. The old houses in Shui Di Liao has a history of approximately 100 years. Since the Qing ruled era, the Chen, Yang, and Chao families have been developing their businesses here. Among them, the old houses of the Chen family are the most representative of ancient clan houses. The old houses of the Ko family are the ones in the best condition. These houses are simple and elegant, with the architectural features of three-section compounds in traditional Mingnan style. They are scenic spots that you most certainly should not miss. When coming to Fangliao Station, you should not miss the Fangliao F3 Art Village that is next to the railroad station. Fangliao F3 Art Village is also called Fangliao Art Village. In 1996, a group of Fangliao young people who embraced the ideals of initiating an artistic and cultural environment returned to their hometown to contribute their knowledge by starting their businesses there. The main buildings in Fangliao Art Village were renovated from the old railroad station employees' dormitory. The once idle space was thus recovered. In 2001, owing to the policy called reuse of empty space that was proposed by the Council for Cultural Affairs, the Fangliao Living Cultural Association embraced the chance and proposed an empty space project for the surroundings of Fangliao Station. The project included many reconstructions of abundant and artistic environments. The plan was recognized and subsidized by the Council for Cultural Affairs. Local governments of all levels have spared no efforts in promoting this project. Numerous artists and communities have been invited to reside in Fangliao Art Village. Currently, the artists and communities residing in this village work on trades related to stone carving, wood carving, paper carving, iron carving, engraving, mosaic, music, installation art, leather carving, and others. When you pass by Fangliao Station, you can take a leisure stroll in the Fangliao Art Village, taking one step at a time to open yourself to a world of art. You will see various creative artworks that are full of character and that will keep your eye occupied while enriching your life. Bike lovers won't be disappointed when coming to Fangliao. The bike path in Fangliao is approximately 12 kilometers in length. Along the path are popular scenic spots such as the Leisure Dock, Art Village, Leisure Farm, historic sites, and others. Although this path is not a path exclusive for bikes, it is quite accessible and also suitable for leisure travel or for whole families to ride on. The starting point is from Fangliao Fishery Harbor in Fangliao Township, Pingdong, and it ends at the Stone Camp Shrine Pavilion, a level 3 ancient monument within Yuchen Village. The Stone Camp Shrine Pavilion is also called the Stone Camp Jingzi Pavilion. The pavilion was built in 1875, and the main building is divided in three parts. The foundation of the pavilion is a hexagonal bricked base. Its ridged rooftop has a lot of character and the beautiful aesthetics are completely eye-catching. This audio file was produced by the Pingtung County Government. Thank you for listening, and we wish you a pleasant journey.